That is the single toll-free call-in line here on the... What day is it? We're so mixed up, Ian, I don't even know what happened.
It's Monday?
It's the Monday edition of Free Talk Live. You know, we just came back from the Liberty Forum, and now we're in Sarasota, Florida, doing the show from a remote location here at WSRQ. And, you know, thanks to WSRQ for letting us use the studio space.
It's beautiful, the studios here. My only disappointment is it's dark outside, so we can't really see how nice it is.
Well, it was light when we came in, so that's what it looks like. But I'm sure during the summer it's kind of really nice to just be able to look out the windows.
Yeah.
This is the nicest radio studio I've ever been in. The ones we did started working at were full of like rats and stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's kind of funny because we've sort of closed the circle here. I mean, we started in Sarasota, and the show was on WSRQ before we were syndicated, and now we're back here, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
So you gave out the phone number, Mark, but unfortunately we haven't yet figured out how to be able to hear phone calls. So until we figure that out, we're going to just have to vamp.
Okay. It's no problem. I got a great story here from DetroitNews.com.
All right, go for it.
All right. Nearly half of the owners of Detroit's 305,000 properties, so there's a lot of homes in Detroit, have failed, quote unquote, to pay their tax bills last year, exacerbating a punishing cycle of declining revenues and diminished services for a city in a financial crisis, according to a Detroit News analysis of government records. So I want you to try to imagine this tax revolt that's going on. People are just saying, look, we're not getting streetlights. We're not getting fire protection. We're not getting police protection. We're not paying you your money. 150,000 homes are just not paying anything.
This is incredible.
Many of them are derelict, but people are moving into Detroit homes, neighborhoods. They're just occupying houses there, and they're actually doing urban farming. They're moving in goats and pigs and things like that. They're growing. I mean, Detroit is turning into some kind of post-apocalyptic wonderland. It's a really strange thing going on there, from what I've read in the news. Now, I haven't been up there and traveled, and I imagine there's some parts that are making it, but often people are hiring their own protection agencies there. They feel like the police aren't going to protect them. They're not getting the city services like they've been getting them before, and I totally understand. Exactly.
They're shutting off the streetlights.
Right. I mean, what are you going to do to me? If I'm person number 150,001 that decides not to pay, and actually it's a bit more than that, but, half the people aren't paying. If I'm 150,001, you know, what difference does it make? Really, they're going to come after all these people? You're really going to do something about it? They've shut down portions of the city that they're providing services to. They're just basically saying, if you live on this street that you're the only house there, we're not going to give you, we're not going to turn on the streetlights there. We're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Fire calls, we'll get there when we get there. Hopefully you don't set too many houses on fire in a row. I mean, the fire department's there just to keep the fires at bay from the other homes, maybe. It's stunning what's going on in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm amazed by this. I mean, it's kind of always been a fantasy of mine to have people just stop paying property taxes, and I'd always just figured everyone was too scared they're going to have their house stolen from them.
Oh, there certainly are, but in Detroit, where a house is worth a buck,
what's the big deal?
Come and take it.
Yeah.
Come and get my house.
Exactly. Just go buy another one.
You know, what do you want my house for? You got all these free ones here.
Right. Well, and another question is, how much property does the city of Detroit already have?
Basically, many of these homes have just been left derelict. There's 47% of the homes of the city's taxable parcels are delinquent on their 2011 bills. And what you've got there, I imagine, is just people who've moved out of Detroit and said, I can't sell this house. Nobody's going to buy this house. So what am I supposed to do? I'm not paying you taxes on a house that's worth a dollar. Yeah, I'll give you 3 millage points on a house that's worth a dollar. Here's your pennies. I mean, but the city's going to assess a house that I can't sell for a dollar at 50,000 or something like that, so they want their money. And this happens all the time. You know, the municipality, whatever it might be, just decides, oh, yeah, this is the rate. And, you know, we saw it in New Hampshire. There was the Millionaire Project, you know, a town in New Hampshire was, in fact, you know, just assessing homes for whatever they felt like assessing them at, making millionaires of everybody in town. And, you know, you couldn't sell your house at that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, going on, the news revealed more than 200,000 pages of tax documents and found that 47% of the city's taxable parcels are delinquent by the 2011 bill. Some almost $250 million in taxes and fees went uncollected, about half of which was due Detroit and the rest to the other entities, including Wayne, the Detroit Public Schools, the library. Delinquency is so pervasive that 77 blocks had only one owner who paid taxes last year.
Oh, my.
In 77 blocks, one person paid taxes in 2011.
Man, maybe we should have moved to Detroit.
Well, I've heard people claim that Detroit's going to be the new libertarian paradise. I've heard the claims. I'm skeptical, but you know, maybe they'll prove me wrong. The news found many of those who don't pay question why they should in a city that struggles to light its streets or keep police on them. Why pay taxes? Asked Fred Phillips, who owes more than 2,600 on his home in an east side block where five owners paid 2011 taxes. Why should I even send them taxes when they aren't supplying services?
Yep.
It's sickening. Every time I see the tax bill come, I think about the times we called and nobody came. Now, this part of the thinking, I get why people feel this way, but it's really bullcrap.
Because what do you mean?
Most of the time, you're not getting services anyway. So on my house, I'm paying something like $3,300 a year. What am I paying that $3,300 for?
The roads.
Right, the roads. Now, the roads get an extremely small portion of that. And, in fact, the town, I don't even live on a town road. I live on a state road. And so I have a real good idea how much I'm paying for that state road. And it ain't a dollar a day. So the vast majority of my money is, you know, the $3,300 that's being taken away, and since money's fungible, I could be spending, say, on my child's education.
Sure.
Is going to fund the public school where my kid doesn't go. So the town is stealing money from my kid and giving it to other people's kids. Kids probably that live in bigger houses and drive nicer cars. You know, their parents drive nicer cars. So, you know, this whole idea that you're not getting services from the town so you shouldn't pay, you're not getting services already. I'm not getting those services.
But it's one thing to when, you know, if you've been told that they're there to help you, and then you go to them, and then they say, screw off, that's going to give people that feeling, right? That's going to make people feel like they've been screwed and that they don't want to pay. And I'm glad to see that people are actually acting on that feeling, because it's mind-boggling for me. I mean, this is really all it takes, in my opinion, is for people to have the courage to put their house on the line. I mean, if people are willing to put something on the line.
There's nothing on the line here, though, Ian. That's the thing. Is, you know, you're at this point, their house is it's a place to live. It's not it's not an asset any longer.
Well, a house is never an asset. It's always a liability.
Well, at least you get to live in it, and it is worth money.
Sure. I mean, it's better to own a house, in my opinion, than it is to rent from that perspective.
No, that's not a true statement. A house is an asset when it's paid for. So, you know, I mean, look, if you have a house that you paid $150,000 for and it's worth $100,000, you have a $100,000 asset.
Yeah, but it still costs money to keep it up to date and, you know, keep it from breaking down in the weather. And
all assets require a certain level of maintenance.
Okay.
So it's an asset.
All right, fine.
So, you know, this idea to me that for whatever reason, you know, I'm not getting this service or that service, so I shouldn't pay my taxes. I think what it really boils down to for these people is, hey, look, half the people in my town aren't paying. Why should I? There's five people in this guy's Phillips's neighborhood that paid taxes. The rest of them didn't. In a 77-block area, one person paid taxes. Now, I don't know what these people's property tax is in Detroit, but you know, this is $2,600 for this guy, Phelps.
So we're going to come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments. And we are live from Sarasota. Now, we're going to figure something out here with the phones. I mean, worst case, we'll give out the local number here and take a water. I'm pretty sure we can make that work. So we are going to figure that out. And we will be able to take your calls here at some point. So I'm not going to give you the number. We'll figure all that out here in moments. Live from the WSRQ studios, this is Free Talk Live down in Sarasota.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In Sarasota, Florida, it is very warm in comparison to New Hampshire. And we're figuring out the phones here. We really, literally just rolled in moments before, typical radio style, rolled into the studio moments before we were supposed to go on the air. And, of course, it never works right the first time. It's just like one of these rules of radio engineering. And it's not a really complicated operation. And it's not WSRQ's fault. It's just that's just the way things go. But we're here, and we're going to be here all week long. So I'm going to give out a phone number. I don't know exactly how to take the calls yet.
Well, if something flashes, you'll take it.
Yeah, well, I'll right. But as far as, like, putting the call on the
air. You're an experienced board monkey.
The number is 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. And, you know, try giving that a call. We'll see if we can figure out how to put you on the air. But otherwise, we're going to go ahead and talk about the more of this Detroit story, although maybe we should mention that the show is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, one thing I'd like is somebody from Detroit to call in and just tell me exactly what kind of post-apocalyptic wasteland you must be living in. Every story that comes out of Detroit is just horrifying. I mean, here in this circumstance, 47% of homeowners aren't paying, I guess, property owners. You know, basically 47% of the properties in Detroit are delinquent on their property taxes. Now, obviously they're not getting services. I think they're probably having their property over-assessed, but it really kind of sounds very strange to, I think, the rest of us in the world, the expectation that somehow or another, you know, people are 47% of people aren't paying property taxes. That's crazy. So if you're in Detroit, I'd love to hear what it's like there.
Yeah, for sure.
In one of these circumstances. But like you said, Ian, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL. The phone lines you can't call in right now, those are brought to you by SACL CAI.
Well, actually, we should be able to make this work. 941-373-1220. So we're flying by the seat of our pants here, and I'm glad that we're here in these studios. They're beautiful.
Yeah, lovely studios here in Sarasota.
Unfortunately, the property taxes in Sarasota are people are still paying their property taxes around here, and we're not actually on the air in Sarasota until 8 o'clock Eastern time, so they're not even hearing this discussion. But so you've got one out of 77 blocks of homes. Only one home in each block paid property tax. Did I hear that right?
No, in 77 blocks, one home.
Hold
paid
up.
Property tax.
Out of all of those homes, only one house.
That's
paid.
Correct.
Wow.
It's one house out of 77.
Now, I wonder if they're going to, and first of all, how long has this been going on?
Well, this is for 2011. I haven't seen any kind of information regarding how long it has been going on. I've just, I don't know that information.
Well, because I know that after a certain amount of time in New Hampshire, that I think it's 3 years. If you're delinquent for 3 years, they can then start with the tax sale process. And I just wonder, are they doing that in Detroit? Are they even bothering to try to go after these people?
I don't think they are, and I think
because they have to be able to sell the house to make money, right?
Right. So, what I expect is going on, this is just a supposition, having paid property tax long enough and being in enough different metros that this occurs, is that they're probably assessing these people's homes at a far higher rate than they're able to sell them at. So people are, frustrated with that, and they get an unreasonable expectation as to what their property's worth. So when they think about selling, then they realize they can't sell, they can't get anything. So what's Detroit going to do with the property? I mean, the last time I went and looked at Realtor.com, there were, house after house after house, and Detroit is for sale for a dollar or $100 or something like that. Exactly what are the property taxes at, 3% on $100? It's 3 cents. So,
yeah,
or maybe it's $3, excuse me, $3. So, what's the point in giving them a check for that? The point is that they're basically screwing people this way and that. They're charging them too much for the services that they're providing, and then they're not providing the services. So people have decided to stop paying.
Let's try a phone call here, see how this works out. Caller, I think you are on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Pete from CopBlock.org.
Hey, Pete. What's going on, man?
Not much. I just heard y'all talking about Detroit. I wanted to weigh in on a little bit of info that I experienced firsthand out there in Detroit the last after the last time I talked to you, went on the Cop Block tour.
Yeah, that's right. You went on this Cop Block tour all around the nation, and you know, went and stopped and saw other little franchises of Cop Block, your internet site that allows people to voice displeasure with the policing organization.
Well, I think it encourages people to hold them accountable. And Pete, you were telling me that you had gone to one of these private security agencies and met up with those guys.
Yeah, it was excellent. So after the last time I talked to y'all, which I was in Ohio, I stopped by Detroit, one of the couple dozen stops. And again, this was a tour sponsored by freeking.com. But in Detroit, it was amazing to see. It was a place called the Threat Management Center. You know, it was essentially the supply for protection and safety was being met in the void of the state actors, the police, the Detroit police employees, you know, being even responsive to anybody calling. This void is starting to be filled by people arranging for consensual interactions. This company in particular, Threat Management Center, started back in 93 with one man, his rifle, and a dog, and has since grown to a company that has, they have 500 business clients, and then they patrol neighborhoods that have upscale houses, and then with the income that they receive, they're able to patrol low-income houses and escort women to court or stay with battered women if they're, say their ex-partners are harassing them, and they're able to train kids and how to get out of risky situations. They even train police employees on psychological tactics. Instead of putting first the priority to get home to their family, the priority should be to keep people safe and secure if that's what they're taking a paycheck for. So it's a very interesting company that I will soon have a video out about, but I mean that, and then you talked about the abandoned houses in Detroit. I met with some folks at the meetup who had 30 people living among 10 houses that they've essentially homesteaded, these abandoned houses, and they're doing urban farming and things like that. It's an outfit called Firewood University. So it's pretty cool to see some of these entrepreneurial.
Now, when you say homesteading, I'm trying to figure out what you mean. I mean, do you mean that basically people are squatting in these homes? Do they have plumbing? Do they have farm animals? I mean, homesteading has that I've got chickens and goats sound.
Right. These individuals have made modifications to the housing. They were abandoned houses. There's a lot of them in Detroit. It's far along than most places, and in that regard. So they went into a neighborhood, started squatting, but they've started doing urban farming and working with neighbors, and they have had farm animals there. And though they did mention that after having pigs for 6 weeks and feeding them and having the police roll by and know that they were there, then 6 weeks after they, been investing in these animals, they came and they were taken away from them. So it's still not
really 100%. the police in Detroit are confiscating people's animals, but they can't get you. You know, they're not going to come if your house is being robbed. Is that really what it's all about?
Then the pigs go left.
Pete, if you want to stand by and talk more about the experience, you're welcome to hang on. Pete from CopBlock.org is on the lines, and our number here is 941-373-1220. That's because we're on location down in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida here tonight. We had to change up the phone lines. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number. Actually, can't give you a toll-free number. You're going to have to pay a toll. 941-373-1220 is the number. That's 941-373-1220.
Well, you'll have to pay whatever toll applies.
If there's a toll, yeah. Most people's cell phones probably won't have to pay a toll.
Oh, I, you know, my home phone doesn't have one of those either. I don't know how everybody's plan works, but that's the number we got for tonight.
So we're doing it live here in Sarasota, Florida, at the beautiful studios of WSRQ Radio, which is on both AM and FM here in Sarasota, which is great. And we're going to be here all week long, and we'll take your calls all week long as well. We'll continue with your calls here in moments. But, Mark, the Free State Project, we just got back from the Liberty Forum. How was your experience?
I thought it was wonderful. You know, for me, it's just, it's the Liberty Forum's 3 days. It just kind of all washes together. I get to talk to lots of liberty-oriented folks. I get to see some speeches I really enjoy. Talk to people on air. It's, you know, it's a lot of fun.
In fact, Pete Ayer was also at the Liberty Forum, and Pete and I spent a lot of time together. We were running the Free Keen table, which featured cop block gear as well as some books from fpp.cc. Pete, reflections on the weekend? Do I have Pete back here? Oh, that's my mistake. Let's try that now. You're on now, Pete. Go ahead.
Right on. Yeah, Liberty Forum this year was excellent. This is the sixth Liberty Forum in the past 7 years, and I've been to five of them. And, you know, for me to go back, it feels like a family reunion, you know, being able to connect with a lot of people and meet a lot of new people. I mean, they asked, you know, at one point during one of the big sessions, you know, how many folks had turned out for the first time. And there was quite a number of people, you know, half the folks or more. So it's great to see, you know, these ideas being
introduced and people acting, you know, voting with their wallets and their feet, even if it's just for the weekend, to come meet others and expose themselves to ideas. And overall, I mean, a very positive hearing about all the new projects going on and the impacts people are having. You know, it's pretty excellent to be a part of.
No doubt about it. Now, once again, you can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Get signed up and get to a place where you can be with people who think like you do. I mean, because it makes sense, if you love the ideas of liberty, to get together with others who are like-minded so we can actually have an effect and maybe have a chance at more freedom in our lifetime. I think that's really what the ultimate goal is here. And anybody that was at the Liberty Forum this weekend knows how incredible it can be to be around other people who think like you, people that appreciate the ideas of liberty, who know what it means to be free. And that is, of course, to be free. You have to allow others to be free, even if you might not agree with what they do with their freedom. And that's one of the most critical aspects of it. And, of course, also that you don't hurt anybody in the process of exercising your freedoms. Now, Pete, you just wrapped up the Cop Block tour just a few days ago, right before the Liberty Forum. You traveled 4,000 miles all around sort of the eastern area of the United States, as far west as Missouri. And one of the trips you made was to Detroit just to kind of check out the scene on the ground there. And you had an interesting experience, it sounded like.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely well worth the time there. It was one of the stops I was looking forward to most. And, you know, it didn't disappoint. I met, there was a lot of different disparate groups of individuals who were able to get together at the meetup. That was my main focus for this tour, was to try to facilitate connections with people on the ground so that they could collaborate going forward. And then secondary, to kind of bring a strike the root message into the police accountability conversation. So in Detroit, you know, we had the guys who started Metro Detroit and Dearborn Cop Block show up, as well as a group that acted with the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition that, you know, tends to focus on peaceful parenting and unschooling and non-aggression principles. So things like that. It was just the folks, the Cop Block folks, you know, they were still even in Dearborn a little hesitant to go out on the ground all the time, with just a couple folks based on the what they thought might be heavy-handed reaction by the folks, by the individual with badges there. So having this meetup, you know, meant that other people in the area were able to connect and will be able to go to collaborate going forward and keep each other safer, and then hopefully, you know, start looking to each other to help solve problems.
That's because numbers make a difference, right? So you going around to these different cop blocks gave people the incentive to finally come out and, you know, get together and meet each other, and maybe that'll facilitate further action in the future. But you got to have people to meet with in order to have a meeting. And so I'm glad to hear that there are enough people around the country to form some cop block groups. But, you know, numbers make a difference. If you have got 50 cop blockers in your area, that's better than three. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
I would say that I was pleasantly surprised. A lot of the folks I met on the road expressed interest in making it to Pork Fest this year, which
great.
I think, you know, for me is a week long. It's the visualization of these ideas we talk about, people just pursuing their interests and tolerating, respecting others to do the same. And, you know, there's a family I met out in Kansas City, for example. You know, one guy said, hey, I hear from you, it's the best week of the year. I hear from our friend Tracy Ward, I hear from her daughters that it's the best week of the year. So there's no way I can't bring myself and my family, you know, I can't not bring ourselves out there this year. So it's going to be cool to see the number of caravans and stuff that make it out there.
Pete, I want to say thank you. I appreciate you calling in and being our phone guinea pig here tonight as we try to figure out the hard way how to operate the equipment in the studio here.
I appreciate what you guys have for keeping up.
Thanks for the call. See you back in Keene at the end of the week.
Sounds good. Be
Pete
safe.
Air from copblock.org. As we continue, we've got the pizza guy. He's in North Dakota.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're on the radio. What's on your mind tonight?
Excellent. So, yeah, my wife, you know, since she came here, we took the first job we could get for her, which was housekeeping. She works at a hotel making $9.75 an hour. Well, before the whole thing with the cat house happened, I had started my own LLC.
Hold on, just so people don't get the wrong idea, when you say cat house, you mean literally you bought a house that had been infested with cats and had all manner of cat dung and whatever else in the walls, in the ceiling of the house.
And you didn't know it because it was cold weather when you bought it.
Yeah.
Without getting into more details.
Right.
That's the story.
Because cat house could mean something else. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, we bought that house, and then everything fell apart, so I haven't had any chance to use the LLC. Well, I got the idea in my head, you know, she's fine cleaning. She doesn't want to go out and get a new job with new bosses, new coworkers. That prospect concerns or frightens her. But, you know, she's working for me, cleaning other people's houses. I guess that's okay. So I put it up on Craigslist a couple hours ago, and we get a phone call within 2 hours. And it's a single guy. We've got a couple of cats. And I talked to my mother about it, and she's all worried. She says the world's full of crazy people. What do you guys think?
Okay, so you put up an ad on Craigslist offering the services of your wife to clean houses.
Yep.
And somebody responded and said, sure, my house needs cleaning. And you asked him some questions. Turns out he's a single guy. He's got a couple of cats.
Yep. And I guess when I say I don't love you like this, I guess there really is nothing to worry about. But, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I can see, you know, it's the real world, and it's not every day that a woman and a man are alone in a room, without kind of supervision. I mean, that's, that still exists in our culture.
I get the desire to be safe and to be cautious, so I don't think that's unreasonable. But, you know, it's certainly not unlikely that a single guy would want to have his house taken care of for him, right? I mean, if he's really busy, then he probably would appreciate being able to have somebody help out.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, I'll be there to escort her, and we actually have a rule that, because I told him, you know, if you're just one guy, you know, you can't be in the house while she's cleaning it. You know, you can't be alone like that for liability, whatever. He was like, yeah, no, of course, I'll be at work.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. I just... I used to be a hypochondriac until I did a lot of medical study and was able to kind of educate myself away from that OCD pulsion. But the desire to be paranoid, I guess, just lingers in the back of my mind. And I guess talking to you guys is just talking it out loud. It sounds like a crazy idea, but I don't know. I imagine all these crazy nightmare scenarios, and maybe I'm just overly protective of my wife. I don't know. But
yeah. I think it's just some extent it's your job to be protective of your wife, but, it sounds like it would probably be an okay thing, and a lot of women, people make good money doing house cleaning. You know, it's a great form of work. Once she gets used to it, I think that she'll probably get more comfortable with it and better.
It's always going to be in demand, that's for sure. Thanks for the call, Pizza Guy. Let us know how it shakes out. Appreciate hearing from you. The number here tonight, 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live and your calls here in moments.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, and you're going to have to do it using a different phone number tonight. It is not toll free. It's 941-373-1220. You can't call with Skype, and you can't call the amp lines, and you can't watch us on the webcam, because we're in Sarasota, Florida, this evening and all week long. Mark, you were just coming down here because your family's down here during the wintertime a lot, and so you were coming to visit the family, and you asked me if I wanted to come out, and it just so happened that my parents are having some kind of a funeral this week for, it was like a multi-person funeral for some people that have been dead for years, and one person who died.
It's a celebration of life.
Last year. Okay, they didn't call it that. I would prefer to call it that. I don't like funerals. You know, I wouldn't want, please don't have a funeral for me. Like, if we never get to the transhumanism thing, you know, I end up passing on, then I would prefer to not have a funeral. Thanks.
I'm just going to have you cremated and leave you in the studio.
A big party. You know, I'm fine with a party, but not a funeral. I just can't stand that stuff. But I said, all right, cool, since you're coming down and my parents want me to come down, I figured we might as well both do it. And then Susan, who is the general manager over here at WSRQ, was so kind as to let us use their studio here. And so we're using their phone lines tonight due to some technical difficulties. The number is 941-373-1220. And of course, we have no phone screener here either, so I'm screening calls during the commercial breaks. And we're going to continue with your calls. Let's go to Tom, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I'm calling about a holdup that took place in Belgium last week. There was this armored car making a transfer, $50 million U.S. dollars worth of diamonds that were being shipped to Switzerland. And the robbers came zooming up with flashing blue lights and dressed in police uniforms, which made the guards hesitate to do what they would normally do if a bunch of goons are trying to steal $50 million worth of diamonds. Of course, what you do is you shoot them, but they might be cops. And, you know, it is plausible that there might be some kind of court order against the people shipping these diamonds. Hold it. They're getting sued, and the plaintiffs want the diamonds to stay in the country so there'll be money to pay off the lawsuit. Maybe, you know, some plausible reason why the diamonds can't leave the country. They've been placed on this plane. But, you know, the guards on the armored car have to be able to do their job. If they're delivering $50 million worth of diamonds is more important than any police work going on, and they can send, you know, one cop up there to serve the papers, and, you know, they know that one cop isn't about to be, if they send one cop to deliver a court order, and, okay, the plane can't take off, let's call up and verify all of this stuff and see whether these cops really are cops. They've got to be.
This is a big problem where, you know, criminals are.
I'm trying to get this straight. This is actually robbers that posed as police officers
and
with a police car.
And a diamond heist.
Okay.
Yeah, these were criminals with fake badges.
Okay. Fake badges.
And
gotcha.
And now Brinks is out $50 million because they can't shoot cops. But they weren't cops anyway. But,
right.
But
this is one of the things, you know, that, you know, oftentimes you'll see people, you know, get these YouTube videos and that sort of thing. You'll see people being either abused physically or verbally by police because they didn't react quickly enough or they didn't do what they were ordered to do and that kind of thing. But we really do live in a world where you don't know if that person who's in that police car and wearing that police uniform is really a police officer or not. You just don't know. Crimes committed all over this country and all over the world where people are wearing fake police uniforms doing all kinds of you know, terrible things to people.
Yeah.
And what it goes to show is what the uniform is that it's a license to get away with stuff.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 941-373-1220 if you'd like to get your thoughts on. You know, it's not that hard to get a police cruiser. I've got one. And it wouldn't be hard to put some kind of light bar on top of it. The one thing it doesn't have is a light bar. It's got the mirror kind of looking light thing. It looks like, you know, the over by the rear view mirrors, the spotlight, I guess you call it. It's got that. So at a glance, it looks like a cop car. It's still got the black and white paint job on it. But also, there are instances where people who've been arrested have been able to steal the police car. I don't know if you've seen this before, Mark. There was a video I saw where a dude shimmies out the back window and is able to open up the front door. The cop left the keys in it and, you know, just pulls away. So, you know, it's not a... If the person who looks like a cop is driving a police car, odds are pretty good it's an actual cop, but even that can be faked.
The odds are good, and that's why this robbery occurred.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was a police officer, and they were in a police car, and, you know, that's that. But, you know, it makes you wonder, how do you solve this problem? It's not like the police are doing a very good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't fix that problem very well. People, you know, criminals are using, you know, pretending to be the police in lesser or greater extents all the time. There are a lot of home invasions done in this country where, and you don't get to hear this in the news at all, where people will just, they'll bang on the door and claim to be the police and they're not the police at all.
Yep.
You know, or they'll bust into a room and do a robbery by claiming to be the police.
Yep.
Or they'll pull up a car door and do a carjacking and claim to be the police. How do you know? Police are often wearing all kinds of things. There was a situation where a motorcyclist got pulled over by a plainclothes police officer in a plain vehicle. The police officer whips out a gun, points it right at the motorcyclist's head. You know, he's telling him to get down, get off the bike, and, you know, all kinds of things. The guy had a camera on because he was the stupid tricks he was doing out on the interstate, and frankly, should be road pizza for doing them. You know, he was videoing the guy, so he puts the video on the internet. Now, I don't remember what happened to him initially on the with the motorcycle charges, but he got in big trouble for posting that video, and it wasn't because the police officer acted in a professional fashion. All these arrests that occur all over the country where the police are upset about video getting put on the internet of them, they aren't arrests where the officers look good.
Sure.
You saw that video where the officer was giving the shoes to the homeless guy in New York.
Yeah, that made huge news.
Yeah, made huge news. And it should make huge news. It's great. I mean, you know,
the homeless guy pawned the shoes.
That's fine. It's a feel-good story. But people give shoes to homeless people all the time. I'd like to point that out. That doesn't make news. And, you know, the police officer, there was no problem with recording that cop giving those shoes to that homeless guy.
Sure.
Nobody got put in jail for filming that.
Yeah, I always am skeptical when the police don't want to be recorded because, you know, it's the old question of, well, what do you got to hide? In their case, that's a very legitimate question.
Right. I mean, there's no constitution protecting their privacy. You gave up your privacy when you became a public servant taking public dollars to do the public's will on the public time.
And if the police weren't so notorious for doing bad things to people who haven't harmed others, like, you know, arresting peaceful people for a variety of nonsense, like having a plant or a bottle open or something like that, you know, if the police didn't have a reputation for hurting peaceful people, then maybe nobody would bother pulling out a video camera. I mean, that's where it's coming from, isn't it? People are recording the police not because they're fascinated with what the police do, but because the police are likely to hurt somebody, and the police are likely to behave very poorly towards other human beings. So that's why they get recorded. If we actually had police whose only job it was to go after bad guys, and by bad guys, I don't mean people breaking the law. I mean people who actually hurt other people, because there's just so many laws out there the police can arrest you for. I've got a story about some exotic dancers at a teenage birthday party here in a moment.
What?
But there's so many laws out there, and almost all of them are laws that have no victim. If the police weren't enforcing those laws, then they could spend all their time, you know, investigating arson, rape, murder, assault, you know, property crimes, theft. They could do all that stuff, and then people would cheer when they saw the police doing something.
We just had Pete on the line there, and we were talking about how people in Detroit aren't paying property taxes. Half of the Detroit population didn't pay property taxes in 2011, and, you know, he's got some friends that are doing some urban farming there. They've taken over some derelict houses, and they've got farm animals and stuff like that. The police, who won't respond to all kinds of calls, you can't get services from them in Detroit, are coming and they confiscated their six-week-old pigs.
Ridiculous.
I mean, they're ready for slaughter at that point. They waited until they were bigger. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. How can you respect these police that were kept driving by, didn't seem to be a problem
to
have the pigs?
It's pathetic. I mean, it's not risky to go and arrest somebody or take the pigs from somebody. You know, going after Farmer Joe is probably a lot less dangerous for the police than going after the head of the Crips and the Bloods.
You'd think.
Well, yeah, obviously. We're going to come back with more here. Hour number two is on the way. The number is 941-373-1220. That'll get you in touch with us here this week. And maybe we'll be able to get our toll-free line to work. I don't know, you know, how that's going to pan out. Probably not going to happen tonight. So for tonight, it's 941-373-1220. And more Free Talk Live coming up in moments. We're live from our hometown of Sarasota, Florida. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
since bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.